It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Chicago.com. This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's been a busy sports day already. Illinois fired its athletic director, Mike Thomas, with Paul Kowalczyk taking over on an interim basis. Meanwhile, over in Missouri, the University of Missouri's president, Tim Wolf, resigned amid a lot of pressure to do so. So Missouri's football games will go on following a threatened boycott by the players. In pro basketball, Fred Hoiberg said earlier today, no lineup changes for tonight, but don't be surprised if Joakim Noah ultimately is in the starting lineup this evening when the Bulls take on the winless 76ers in Philadelphia. Baseball, lots of news. Carlos Quinton, who used to play for the White Sox, he says he will attempt to come back with somebody next season. Of course, he's got to be signed first. The Minnesota Twins won the bidding right for slugging first baseman Byung-Ho Park of Korea. It looks like the White Sox are close to naming Rick Renteria their new bench coach. And Cleveland outfielder Michael Brantley out 5 to 6 months after undergoing shoulder surgery. In hockey, the Blackhawks are back in action on Thursday night against New Jersey. Meanwhile, earlier today, Patrick Kane was named the NHL's number one star for the week. He had 4 goals and 5 assists in his 4 games. And of course, later this evening out in San Diego, it's the Bears and the Chargers. Bears will try and slow down Phillip Rivers, who's already thrown for over 2,750 yards and has thrown 13 touchdown passes. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey. They'll be broadcasting a live football pregame show from Sideouts in Island Lake from 9 till noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams streaming the first hour of the postgame show live on 670thescore.com, presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. And this scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays, this week Tuesday, beginning at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game, then continuing coverage throughout the day, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. Appreciate you. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski for doing a terrific job on the production. Thank you to our guest today, Eddie Olczyk on the Blackhawks in hour number one. Brian Hamilton from 10 o'clock on the University of Illinois. And Mike Thomas, appreciated catching up with Brian. Now with Sports Illustrated, we talked to Hub Arkish, our guy, and we talked to Kevin Acey from the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
No.
No?
No.
All right, the San Diego Union Tribune. Yeah. There's
no poinsettia. There's no credit. None of that stuff.
All right. Thanks to Brian Gertz, who did the video stream and did it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to you, Barry Rosner, who I enjoy working with. And you also drew three things on the whiteboard earlier, including a hockey rink.
A batacola came in and erased them all.
Yeah. He doesn't care about your artwork.
It's the only three things I know how to draw. A dog, a cat, and an ice rink.
And he drew them to make himself feel better at some point. I don't know.
I think you're already far beyond several NHL coaches.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Why NHL coaches?
Well, because you draw the ice rink.
Like Jim Tom Sula.
There would be dog in the ice rink. There would be horse.
You think Jim Tom Sula could draw a dog?
If we win face-off, we're running dog.
I don't think so.
If we lose face-off, we're running horse.
Yeah, Terry, that's my new quest. I want to know if Jim Tom Sula can draw a dog.
Hey, they won.
Can't draw a dog.
I was so happy, though. I mean, just that they're not going to fire him yet. We got a few more weeks. The groundhog has told us.
They'd have fired him. They'd have fired him already.
I know. We get to have our guy around for it. I just root for him to be extant.
Yeah, they won, huh?
Yes. Was that Sean Drone running for them?
Yeah.
The same guy that was here for two games?
And Blaine Gabbert was playing quarterback, and they won a football game.
Wow.
A professional football game.
Right, sanctioned football game.
That was.
Were there referees?
Yeah, that was on the books and
everything. Were keeping score and all that?
Yeah. Wow. They're real players on the other side wearing pads and everything.
Well, they were players.
Yeah. The shift change, that's what we're doing now, this transition, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their salute to military families presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st. Tomorrow, by the way, Hub, Big Cat, Rodney Harrison, and more. Hello, Boers. Hello, Bernstein.
Hi.
What's up, dude?
What's happening, dude?
Lots of football.
Everybody's fired.
Oh. Lots of things. There's a ton to watch over the weekend. I found myself watching a lot of stuff, a lot of things, and now we get all this news today. And the Illinois stuff, the Missouri stuff. Barry, that's not a horse. That's a box with a tail.
That's a cat.
Oh, that's a cat. I think it is a horse, actually. What cat have you ever seen that looks like that?
Let the record show that Barry's showing him a picture, not pulling down his pants.
Wait, these are the things you can draw?
These are the only things I can draw.
What? You can't draw a cat.
Hey, Terry, why now? Why now, finally, for Mike Thomas when they could have done it any number of times?
I think his allies finally agreed that he's an idiot.
Here's what I heard from what actually happened at the board. I talked to a couple people today with inside knowledge of how this went down, and it's further evidence that people there, they just have no idea what they're doing. Terry and I have talked about it at length for going back weeks. There has been a we have to get rid of this guy faction of the board, known as the sane adult faction.
But there's more.
There's also been a shockingly robust
defense
and support of Mike Thomas faction.
You know why?
Well, part of it is there was a belief that he was valuable to the business, that he'd raised a lot of money.
Three of the last four quarters have been record-setting, and that's the first thing that they mentioned in praising him in the piece today.
And there is a powerful faction. There have been numerous Board of Trustee skirmishes.
Raise dollars and just don't care about the others.
Between, as all this news has trickled out, they knew what was in this report, obviously, before we knew.
Yeah.
And just a couple of weeks ago, there was a series of three meetings. I think one of them was by phone. There was a series of meetings where the Fire Mike Thomas people went in and just said, look, come on, we got to do this.
There was an emergency meeting on a Thursday,
correct.
I want to say.
Correct.
And yeah, said, when the Cubs were playing, back to then.
Uh-huh. And they said, we got to get ahead of this. Let's get on with this and let's do this. This is inevitable. Yeah. We have to. And they were rebuffed. This most recent meeting, the phrase that my contacts used was they were not going to take no for an answer. It got heated, but they were insistent, and they lined up big-time donors who, for the first time, actually confronted the Mike Thomas people and said, we are not going to donate any more money if this guy's not fired. And they finally pushed through the bulwark that had been built there on the board and finally broke through enough to fire him.
That's not even new, though. They knew that they were losing donors all over the place.
I read this stuff from July earlier on in the show.
Correct, but they needed, there apparently were a couple
they couldn't get it done, though.
There were a couple of key voices unheard that were finally heard. And I don't know the specifics of who needed to be heard or how they needed to be heard, but it just...
Sanity finally prevailed.
I think it's when he went to one of the donors' houses in a clown car wearing the full costume and threw a pie at one of the donors. And they said, this is just too distracting. Cannot work like this anymore.
He did make money. They did.
They made a tremendous amount of money.
Yep. It's not about distraction. I mean, when you actually read that report, and his supporters, when the report came out, his supporters read this as exoneration. Read this as, no wrongdoing.
Well, they said it today that there's no, he didn't do anything wrong. We're just going to let him go anyway.
It's negligence. He was entrusted delegates who weren't able to tell him what this monster of a head coach was doing.
It's just a few lawsuits. What's a couple of lawsuits?
How about, did you read the stuff about the spinal patient?
Yeah.
Turn your hand, look at me, you're not hurt. Something wrong with that guy. It has been something wrong with that. And how about the fact there are those who believe that Mike Thomas didn't do his due diligence because all this stuff was happening at Toledo. There were plenty of people at Toledo that would have told you about his methods, about his antiquated tactics, and that this was all available to you at his, from his previous stop. And Mike Thomas didn't care. He sat across the desk and looked that guy in the eye and talked to him and said, that's my football coach.
How about the assistant women's coach? Yeah, he didn't do his due diligence on that either.
Right, that was a Green Bay, right?
An abuser to class, to the school, a guy who had a record of doing something.
He had a record of doing exactly that in the same
exact
way.
Yeah, he brought him to school. So, yes, there was a lot of things that you said, why are you still here? I don't care how much money you made. He's an embarrassment. All of this was an embarrassment, believe me. Made friends.
Including the press conference today. Yeah.
There's
Which
no
was
reason
also
for that. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, he made a lot of friends though.
You got an interim chancellor, now an interim athletic director with an interim head coach, and the
interim chief of light. I wish.
Yeah, and the chancellor said, "I talked to the president, and did the board talk to him? I think they may have talked to him." Okay, great.
Good to know. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your stuff.
The clowns are not interim. They're permanent. They're all permanent.
Tenured clowns.
Oh man,
you can't move them.
Tough to get them out there once they get tenured.
And they don't matter. And even as we speak, they don't matter at anything.
And who would have taken this job with Mike Thomas still here if he's interviewing you?
Who takes the Mike Thomas job?
And who takes the head coaching job? I mean, who wants to walk into this right
now? Young and hungry, old and desperate.
Or what you got.
I
don't think anybody's going to be beating down your door to coach Illini football. Who has been?
Good people who have options are not coming here.
No.
So I mean, young and hungry, old and desperate.
We didn't talk any Bulls today because we did a bunch of hockey and then the Mike Thomas stuff happened and a lot of football. A lot of baseball. But so are the Bulls just going to get interested for really good teams and just play like ass against teams they think they can beat?
That's not new.
They did this last year.
I know.
That's not a new thing.
They did this last year.
And Butler was asked, it's effort. And Derek was asked what's going on, and Derek said, I don't know. We just got to try and do the thing. It's effort. It is effort. Try harder.
Move your feet.
Oh, man. I mean, you watch that thing Thursday night, which I did, even though I wasn't working on Friday. But you watch that thing Thursday night, and you're like, alrighty, here we go. All right, got some stuff figured out. No.
So predictable. So predictable to come back with an effort like that.
Yeah, here's the question, and I've made up my mind on this. If you right now could trade the entire Bulls roster for the entire Timberwolves roster, would you?
That's an interesting thing they got going.
Yes. My hand is in the air saying yes.
That is really interesting young thing they got going there.
Uh-huh.
Wiggins.
Above the rim basketball.
Wiggins isn't in a Cavaliers uniform.
Well, Towns is really, he's going to be nasty. When he figures he's going to be a sophomore.
Terry, would Cleveland have been just as bad without him last year. They made the deal. You wouldn't have been any better than they were.
Terry, would Cleveland be better off without Love and with Wiggins?
Yes. I think so.
It's interesting because LeBron has this time now to try and work Kevin
Love. He wants to get him involved. Otherwise, he drifts on you. So he wants to get him involved, and he's done that.
Well, he's tough loving him now. He's kind of needling him now.
Yeah, I kind of would take the young and athletic stud as opposed to the guy shooting from the corner. I mean, I just don't know how he helps you in a big game, and Wiggins is still learning. Don't you think he's going to be way better?
I am stunned at how good he is already.
They're puppies. They're like puppies with big floppy paws, and they don't quite know what they're doing yet.
You love puppies, though. You fall for puppies.
Occasionally. Depends on the breed. But I like them better than babies. I'll say that.
I remember last year, I think it was the Milwaukee roster that you wanted to take. Would you still take them?
Over the Bulls roster?
I haven't watched Milwaukee yet this year.
Yeah, I have not seen them up close. I'll hold that question in abeyance, but I do like their length. They need somebody to run that thing, because they don't really have a classic distributor. But boy, they're long and disruptive, and I think they're well coached. The team to watch, though, is this damn Pistons team. Good God, that guy's a stud.
Drummond.
He's putting up like video game numbers.
Little Chamberlain numbers.
Hey, I wanted to make sure I read this some of this to you guys. Jose Bautista, my guy, wrote a tremendous piece on the Players Tribune. Terry,
he's writing early
in defense. He got the draft in very, very early.
Yeah. I know he did. Yes, he got up very early to do this. Yes,
but it's a great piece on like why he flipped the bat in that moment. And it's a really good piece about how like do the math. There's been 18,000 players in the history of baseball, and I've played 1,400 games, my first playoff series, and like all of that. What are the odds that I get a chance to be this guy in this moment with one swing to make a difference?
That's a wordy way of saying kiss my ass.
Yeah, it's my ass.
I think I saw that. I agreed with everything he said. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the baseball's great moments, at least for them. And, I mean, also one of the great bat flips of all time.
Without a doubt.
There will be more.
And then here's the little paragraph I want to make sure I gave to you guys. Yep. None of this math was going through my head when I was standing at the plate. That came later on when I had time to reflect at home. All I was thinking in the moment was, this is your chance. Just relax. Get ready early. See it and hit it. Because that's what he does. That's what he thinks about.
That's
what he does.
However, the key word for a lot of fans who still don't understand what makes baseball different is relax.
Yes.
They're showing fire. They're
hard
not playing hard enough. They just
hard to do.
Exactly. The great players remain yourself by relaxing. Mm-hmm. And it's easy for him to say after the fact, but I don't know how relaxed he actually was, but enough to hit it out.
Enough to do that.
Bad to hit it out. Jeez.
Yeah. Bomberoo.
All right, bats.
Boys, Bears Chargers tonight. You guys will talk some of that. I see you got Pete Futak today. It's a good day to do some college football.
Yeah, Pete's going to rub in his Huskers victory.
Yeah, the Nebraska. Oh, my God. But it's wrong.
It's wrong. But it counts, though.
I know.
I agree with you. I agree, but you can't take it back. It's not reviewable.
That is close to being right. But yeah, we will let him gloat because we've been giving him grief all year about him saying that Nebraska, look out, look out, look out. Well, you know what? We're almost done with the season, and finally, look out hit us.
Yeah, but he got it. Come on, we got to give him his room to crow.
Well, he does it every week.
I know, but we have to be fair.
Well, he was bound to be right at some point.
We don't have to be fair.
That's the point. All right, I'll be nice to Pete. I love Pete.
All right, man. The Shift Change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their Salute to Military Families presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st. Barry, have a good night. I'll see you in the morning.
See you, boys. Have fun.
All right, Boers and Bernstein are next on The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It's great that Greg Hardy now says he regrets his past. A past that includes photos released last week that graphically show what he did to Nicole Holder, his former girlfriend. Hardy was convicted of domestic violence charges, but they were dismissed on appeal after Holder mysteriously disappeared just before the appeal was to be heard. Reportedly, an out-of-court settlement was involved. The Cowboys signed Hardy, who showed zero remorse when his 4-game NFL suspension was over. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said his team was giving Hardy a second chance, then called him one of the team's leaders after he almost got into a sideline fight 2 weeks ago. Hardy testified in July of 2014 that he never hit Holder. Now, with the release of the photos, he regrets what happened, and he wants to be a good teammate. He should start by trying to be a decent human being. I'm John Feinstein.
This This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer Air Filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people and their cars and Progressive and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Night. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bear Will Sutton from 7 to 10 p.m. live at the Hooters at 1303 Butterfield Road in Downers Grove for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein, brought to you by Web Ford. Visit webford.com today.
Boris and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Got to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lap or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, my God. You think? And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Pete Futak at 3 o'clock, second half at 3:30. Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune at 4:20.
Some anger up there in Minnesota.
And should be, I think. I know Matt Bohm is vigorously defending his guy Greg Williams in a piece that he wrote today. But I think there is some reason for that. That hit reminded me of Mike Singletary on Steve Pelur.
Steve Pelur, who was laid out. Yes, he was. Yeah, I don't think there's any question what the intent on that was. I could be wrong, but I don't think there's any question.
We all could be wrong, but we've seen it enough.
I've seen it enough, yeah. I know what's going on.
Zach Zaidman at 5 will preview the Bears and the San Diego Chargers, and we'll have surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to it live.
I got it!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Bores_Bernstein. You follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have boresandbernstein.com and the radio.com app, and that helps you when you're away from a radio or a computer to continue to consume this here show. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
During the second half of the game, Packers were pretty upset, and there was an argument on the sideline involving Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Julius Pepper, and I guess Rajay Davis was involved as well, doing a little pushing and shoving.
So we have, some people I've never heard of.
Wow. I must have looked at that wrong.
I love Matt Medicola. Hey, he is. Dale Jr. eliminated
Julius Pepper and Rajay Davis.
During the second half of the game, Packers were pretty upset. And there was an argument on the sideline involving Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Julius Pepper. And I guess Rajay Davis was involved as well, doing a little pushing and shoving.
Pushing and shoving and hoping and dreaming.
Chris Tannehill.
And a Tennessee, 17, Saints 21. That Dick Lambeau is coaching them up on defense.
Oh, Lord. He's Captain Indestructo.
And helping out today, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. What was that, Baldy McPherson? What was that?
McGrindy.
McGrindy. Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
He's my guy, the suit.
He got all mad because he was using a nickname that the Bores and Bernstein show gave him.
Forget it. I don't use a nickname they gave him.
evil.
We have a giveaway, too, at some point today. We're going to give away a 4-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. I was actually there over the weekend as the young man wanted his MVP haircut with his hot towel and his shoulder massage. So who am I to say no to that? But you can win a 4-pack of wonderful value to you. No, he loves it there. It's got everything he needs, and I get to sit and watch football, which is perfect.
And a lot of football.
Yeah,
a lot of football to digest.
I was happy that in the Michigan game, I called that early incomplete forward pass as soon as I saw it. And I said, I think that's not a fumble. I think there, and everybody else is looking at me weird, saying, well, why is this guy talking, first of all? And what are you talking about? I said, you watch. They're going to look at this thing and call it an incomplete forward pass.
And what'd they do?
Hey, I was right, damn it. The replays show that the ball went forward. It was a weird play. But that was one of the few places over the weekend where I saw a right call made. Oh, my God. That Northwestern game. Seriously. There was stuff going on in that Northwestern game that I've never seen before. You had a guy call for a fair catch and then run the ball.
And then run the ball.
Right in front of the official. And you know, another guy.
Why are they so reluctant?
I don't know.
What is their deal?
I don't know.
Why are they doing this?
How about the sack? How about the guy's bear hugging the quarterback? No whistle, no whistle, no whistle. What's he supposed to do? Just keep bear hugging him? Standing there, dance with him?
I just don't quite get what the hell's going on.
Even when it's
2 feet away from you,
right?
You won't make the call. I don't get it. I don't know what in the hell would cause this. Why are you not making the call?
I don't know. I don't know. I might have blow a whistle. The guy sacks the quarterback. He's wrapped him up, and you're watching. What are you waiting for? And what do you want him to do? Other than throw him on the ground, that's what he's trained to do.
Well, that's what Ndamukong Suh said yesterday.
That's what he's coached to do.
Yeah, he had him, and he actually threw the ball out of bounds, and he said, well, next time I'm going to body slam him. He went over to the officials, said, next time I'm going to body slam him.
Right.
Well, he put a little something in front of that. But, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you could have stopped that Miami-Duke play about four times, and nobody did it. The guy 2 feet away didn't stop it.
I don't know.
I don't get it. And it's not just Big Ten. I don't want to just punish the Big Ten officials. It's fine if we have to. I don't have any trouble punishing them. But for the love of God, some conference somewhere make a call.
And then when they make a call, like in the Nebraska-Michigan State game, that wasn't pushed out.
No, he wasn't pushed out, no.
Forced out?
He wasn't forced out. He wasn't.
Not for a second.
No.
I don't know. It's
we need either that or change the rule book. I don't know. What are the two? That's not either one. And you can look at it, and still look. I understand in real time how it can sort of escape you. You're not really sure. Okay, we'll take a look. And then you take a look. What do?
Get it wrong.
Wrong again.
Because I'm a girl, and so I get all my thoughts from the guys I work with.
Scoreboard update.
Yes, I do. It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. An investigation commissioned by the University of Illinois found that former football coach Tim Beckman encouraged players to compete through injuries and interfered with player reports of injuries to athletic trainers and doctors, among other things. In a press conference today, the school announced the firing of athletic director Mike Thomas, even though interim chancellor Barbara Wilson said that the report found no wrongdoing by Thomas and praised him for leading the school through recent challenges. Senior associate athletic director Paul Kowalczyk will be the interim director. Everyone at the school is interim now. The president of the University of Missouri has resigned after the football team, campus faculty, and others threatened to walk out over his handling of racial tensions at the school. President Tim Wolf said today his resignation is effective immediately. Bulls are in Cleveland tonight to take on the 0-6 76ers. Coach Fred Hoiberg said no changes to the starting lineup, although Joakim Noah did work out with the starters during the morning shoot-around, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Blackhawks are off until Thursday when the Devils come to town. Patrick Kane was named this week's number one star by the NHL. He had 4 goals and 5 assists in 4 games. And the Bears are in San Diego tonight to take on the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Running back Matt Forte and wide receiver Eddie Royal both out for tonight's game. Center Hronis Grassou is doubtful. Shea McClellan, Pernell McPhee, and Jermon Bushrod are among those who are questionable. Bears and Chargers kick off tonight at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold, flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays this week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks, Julie. Look, I understand how hard football is to officiate. That's fine. If you don't see something, okay, well, we'll look at it. And you look at it, you still get it wrong. Not the first time that's happened either. And the reluctance when you're looking right at something you know is wrong, and somehow you're caught in the moment like a dumbass fan. I mean, I don't know what you do, and it's not just like one conference or another. It's everywhere I look. Nobody is making a call. Nobody seems to want to make a call. If it's an exciting play, just let it go, see what happens. I mean, I don't quite get what's happened to officiating. Now, I hate when it's over-officiated. That's a pain in the ass. When everything is a penalty, ugh, keep it. Just let me know ahead of time so I can go somewhere else and watch football. But, I mean, I don't get on the biggest plays of the game. When things are so obvious, you can't make the call.
There was so much going on, too, yesterday. I mean, an NFL day where you know you've gotten to the middle of an NFL season when the silly things start happening. You know, when the Colts are all of a sudden up 17-0 on the Broncos.
Yep.
And then they decide they're going to – they punt with 10 seconds left in the half?
I don't understand.
In the field of play?
I don't understand. I don't get that either.
And let the record show, enough people said it before the guy ran it back for a touchdown, too. Why are you letting that guy just catch a ball in the middle of the field? A guy can run like that. So I don't understand that. And then Blaine Gabbert wins an NFL game.
That'll be the last one.
Over a good team. I think they're good.
I don't. I mean, if I'm looking for a team I think is all fake and nothing, I think it's them. I mean, I just don't think you go from where they were to where they are now and all of a sudden you're good again. The whole league is...
Ugh. Yeah, you know, I'm with you, too. One of the big questions has been Cam Newton. Because there are people just say, oh, look what he's doing. And others say, well, yeah, his numbers suck, though.
Yeah, his accuracy is not great.
There are too many, for me, for my taste, still, as good as he can be, as talented, as big a matchup difficulty as he can be, there's too many passes that just have to be on the mark that aren't.
On the mark and they're not.
They're just not. They're a step late. They're a little behind. Mm-hmm. They're routine NFL passes, and he doesn't complete enough of them.
Yep. Now, when you get a long one, though, you just fling one down the field.
I do believe that he transcends his passer efficiency numbers, however. There are some things in there that he does that don't show up in passer efficiency rating that give him value. But
so is he your MVP?
My MVP?
Well, there's talk now, you know. There ain't no. I mean, it's the first time since they...
Luke Kuechly's the best player on that team.
Yeah, but he's not in the conversation.
Yeah, but he should be. I mean, if you're actually taking somebody from that team is the most important...
Well, I think Cam Newton's pretty important. I don't think anybody questioned that the Panther defense would be okay.
But I'm just saying that, but only because of him. That entire thing falls apart if he's gone.
Agreed.
And so does
the offense without Cam Newton. Well, I've seen enough. Look, I saw enough bad quarterbacking to last a lifetime, so I don't need any more. Thank you very much. But I mean, I know what it looks like, especially with a team that lost its best wide receiver before the season started. Kelvin Benjamin was already gone, already hurt. I mean, and that happens. If that's a bum ass quarterback, they're not 8-0.
Yeah, but if it's a bum ass Mike linebacker, they're not 8-0 either.
Yeah, but they gave up a lot of points yesterday. You had
it's Aaron Rodgers, yes.
You know, and they're knocking on the door again on your ass. I mean, I thought that thing was over. Well, that was the end of this thing. And I just think there's a I don't know. I saw it for the first time last week that Cam Newton listed among the MVP candidates. When I mean, I think there's only one guy that should be MVP, but that's okay. He probably will be. But I'm thinking about it. Well, I mean, look, if you're not going to name your guy, that's my guy anyway, Luke Kuechly. You can't steal my guy.
I'm just telling you.
That's my draft guy.
I know.
He's my draft guy. I know how important he is to what they do. I also know how important Cam Newton, when you watch them play, if it's some dumbass bum.
I agree.
I mean, you're in trouble.
Because I see the dumbass bums. We get our enough of them. But
yes, we do.
I just wonder if they can really win anything of import if he can't be counted on to make those some of those
Agreed.
Routine NFL
really
throws.
Tight, yeah.
That's I what I don't know.
Yep.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We have Pete Futek at 3 o'clock, and it was a busy weekend. I watched a lot of stuff. I mean, the Bulls thing is there's a lot to talk about with the Bulls because that there's just something that feels all weird about that.
I
right
watched
now.
Like the last half of the Minnesota game. I saw it was a close game, so I watched the last half of the Bulls and the T-Wolves.
I watched the whole thing start to finish. Because that's the
my
kind
guy
of
had like a giant first half. I thought, ooh. Let me turn it on and see what's going on.
He couldn't. I mean, when Tayshaun Prince is just clowning you with an easy back cut where you're just like, duh.
And he's also 90 years old. He shouldn't be clowning anybody.
Yeah, but that's a simple high school diagonal back cut. That's just a basket cut. And you know what? Hey, did you hear Stacey at the end of the game? Stacey King?
No, I left it.
He was terrific.
As soon as the game was over, I thought, I don't need
no,
him.
I'm saying, but,
you know,
but during,
I'm waiting for a basket.
He was really good. When he drops the silliness and gets into the basketball stuff,
oh, it's great.
Stacey did an outstanding job calling out what was going on and what wasn't going on. I know Fred Hoiberg said, well, it's communication. To me, it's have your brain communicate to your feet to move. Just move. Go somewhere. Five guys doing stuff. Do stuff. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Breaking news. Mike Thomas has been fired as athletic director from the University of Illinois. Keep listening for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Half of it because you can't get stuff in the right proportions and you feel bad every time you throw another frozen pizza in front of the kids. Well, this is a problem now solved, and it's solved by Blue Apron. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need in just the right proportions to make simple, seasonal, home-cooked meals. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have the waste, and shipping is free. And just because you're listening right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan, the kids and I love it because the three meals show up in a box on the porch, refrigerated, has shipped for free. We bring it in, we inventory everything, we plan when we want to make what, and we get introduced to all kinds of new flavors. And that's our rule, is that even if it's something you think you don't like or maybe you didn't like one time before, we cook it as they say, and then we eat it and we enjoy it. And more often than not, it looks just like the picture on the card that they send here. An example, I had never made Romesco sauce before. It's a Northeastern Spanish sauce. It's red peppers, tomato, vinegar, and it's usually made with almonds and hazelnuts. It was traditionally for seafood. And they do a version here in Blue Apron where they use pistachio nuts, and they put it on top of these seared sirloin steaks. Perfect medium rare. If you do it just as they say, you put this Romesco sauce on there, and then there's roasted potatoes, and it was just outstanding. New recipes are created each week. It's flexible based on your tastes and what you, if you don't want any meat, you don't have to get any meat. You want just fish, they can send you just fish. And then it's step-by-step, easy to follow. And for you, your first two meals are free. BlueApron.com/Dan. You create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. BlueApron.com/Dan. And shipping is always free. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way to cook.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS
Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You watched all the film from last year. I mean, this is kind of an ongoing thing. It seems they really get up when it's a highlight game or it's a national televised game against a big-name team. And then they kind of just kind of seem to mail it in against teams that are considered to be lesser than.
Yeah, and again, Joe, I wish I could give you an answer on why that happens. I mean, you know, I like to think, you know, when I played this game a million years ago, that, you know, one thing I did is I'd run through a wall every time I stepped on that floor. I mean, we're not doing that, you know, on certain nights for whatever reason. And we got to fix it. We got to fix it. You know, we'll come in tomorrow and try to figure it out. We've got to go on the road. Play team's going to play extremely hard. I know that. You know, they almost beat Cleveland to Cleveland last night. So we got to get figured out.
We'll say, Fred. We'll say. That's what he says, Fred Hoiberg. Some nights the Bulls just not interested in playing unless it's a marquee opponent. And really, ladies and gentlemen, who can argue with that?
That's deadly accurate.
You know, it's annoying after a while. It was this way all year last year. And if you're a fan of the Bulls, it sucks sometimes when you spend a lot of time watching. And, you know, I know it's the regular season, and the regular season doesn't matter much. The problem is they exhibited this behavior in the playoffs. That's why when you say, well, when push comes to shove, there's you know, a game against Milwaukee. It's the same thing. Meh. Oh, meh. And the critical game, the game six against Cleveland. Meh.
Yeah,
not interested.
Yeah, they stop.
They stop.
Mm-hmm.
So had they not proven that at the most important times they were capable of exactly this behavior, it really wouldn't worry me so much in November. But it's just a continuation of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a function of the coach.
No, I don't either. You know, I know. I don't believe that to be the case as well. I don't think that's true. They also don't have the guy that's just like every night, you know, Noah used to be that guy. And I think that's why he's starting again. I think that's why he's moving him back in the lineup. That every night, at least one guy on the floor wants to kill you. And they don't have that. I mean, a lot of guys, teams around the NBA, if you got one or two guys that just say, hey, you know what? I'm playing it and you're playing too. It'd be okay. But when he's sitting on the bench, who in that first five is, and I'm not saying that Jimmy doesn't also, he does work hard, but he's not that guy.
Right.
He's not that guy, you know, like other guys in the league that if he's playing and he's playing at the best level he can, and generally he's one of the best, say, 10 players in the NBA, the guys I'm talking about, then you're playing too, buddy. You're coming along.
Yeah,
that's it. Period, paragraph.
He can't. Noah's leadership is diminished by his physical abilities.
Correct.
He can't act
Correct.
On that anymore. He can't exemplify what he wants others to do because his body just won't cooperate. So it takes away from that. And that was part of what was going on last year. Nobody wanted to hear it from him. It's like, dude, you're not... And you're not the guy yelling and screaming after games and in huddles and all that. And people kind of, okay, here he goes again. And the response to it was different just because he's not producing at the same level. So it's Rose. And Rose doesn't want to. He's interested.
He keeps saying that people don't have any energy. And I'm thinking, Derek, you're practically dead when you start speaking. I mean, he's like talking to somebody who's in the grave, and he's talking about other people don't have energy.
Yeah, and he's just too confused to
he's
understand.
He's too confused.
He just is. It's just something that's just weird and with him. And
yeah, there's a weird vibe to him.
Always. Yeah. And it's getting weird.
And I know we're the critics again because, you know, we were silenced the other night by his performance against the Thunder. Unfortunately, that wasn't Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That was a rather meaningless game against a team playing for the fourth time in five nights. And that really doesn't do much for me. If it moves your meter, good for you. But, I mean,
And we know that you can't count on anything you see. You see something from the Bulls, if you think it's then meaningful, then you haven't been watching this team much. You haven't been seeing the fits and the starts and the difficulties that they've had where it doesn't, it's not like all of a sudden, say, okay, yeah. Now that's solved.
Now we got it, yeah.
No, it's really not.
No, you don't.
Because they have too many guys who make for really unfortunate defensive lineups. And it is always going to be a team prone to some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I think you've got a personnel issue as part of it. It's not all of it, but a lot of this is complicated by awkward personnel. That is, something's always going to be exploitable.
It is, but I you know, it wouldn't be as much so if you really decided every night you wanted to play.
Just bust your ass a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, you wouldn't those things that you say and you see. Yeah, okay, maybe that's so. But if you bust your ass, you can make up for some things. And like I say, there's some guys on other teams that bust their ass every night. And when they bust their ass, everybody says, okay, let's go. I mean, the Bulls don't have that guy that says, okay, let's go. Not one of those guys. And that includes Dirk. He's certainly not one of those guys.
Didn't Butler say he was going to be that guy?
Well, he's not, though.
I know.
I know he said it. I know.
He said that he realized that he has to be, but it hasn't...
Yes, he's right.
But it hasn't manifested itself.
No, it has not manifested itself, but he's correct. With Noah sitting on the bench, it looks like he's going to start again. But, I mean, with him sitting there and whatever he does for you, which is really limited these days, at least, you know, he's trying. And and maybe Jimmy is just not that guy. Look, when the guys that are really, really good in this league, almost every night they bring it, man. They bring it.
Mm-hmm.
They bring it. So when you start talking about the best players in the league, well, you know what? Until somebody starts bringing it every damn night and everybody says, okay, right behind you, let's go. I mean, and they don't have it. You know what? There's other teams that are lethargic and sluggish, and they don't look like they want to get into it. But then sooner or later, it isn't from the beginning. It's at some point.
They snap out of it. And you know it's coming.
Yeah. You know it's coming.
And
things are going to happen even very soon.
And if for Derek to say, well, it's everybody. Then he said something to Cowley today. Did you see
Derek Fox?
Yeah, but did you see that? This stuff with Cowley today?
Yeah,
I've got my own things. I'm dealing with my own problems. Like I can't worry about the team because I got my own things I'm worried about.
That's what he said. That's correct. Yeah, Joe Colley, always on top of things.
That was just...
And always in wonderment of Derrick Rose.
Well, because he just says things that make no sense. I mean, ask about being a leader. I got my own problems.
You got my own problems.
Oh, well,
I got my own problems too, dude.
So he said, I'm dealing with my own problems. This is according to the Sun-Times. He said the own problems comment was vague. So the logical follow-up was for him to clarify if he meant the injury problems. Then it became classic Rose. No, it's about catching up. These guys have been playing for a long time. When I was out, I tend to just watch and see what's going, and when you're not playing, you can't voice your opinion like that. I don't care who you are. With me being on the court, me getting back into a rhythm and just playing, I think that I should be able to voice my opinion a little bit more, and it's slowly coming. He said, it's everybody.
Oh, God.
It's everybody. You got a young unit. You got veterans on the team. It's really not a young unit at all.
He is Derek Fox.
He said that comes along with the work you put in. If we see you're putting your work in, you can voice your opinion. And it's up to everybody else to take it upon themselves to take it in or voice their opinion back to you. He says, every team is different. Every leader is different. They handle it their own little way.
Yeah, but most of them handle it by kicking your ass.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, when you talk about a leader in the NBA, it's a different thing.
Or demanding the ball and getting the hell out of the way. The problem is, when it looks like he's trying to be that guy, he takes a stupid shot or he makes an out-of-control drive. He's not really able to back it up by waving people out of the way and accomplishing. They're waiting at the rim for him now.
Yeah, and you know what? He still doesn't really know, and I don't know if he doesn't know or he doesn't understand or he doesn't care. Take a pick there. That he doesn't know a good shot for him if he sees it. He really doesn't. He doesn't know what really a good shot for him is because he'll take anything. Take a step back on him. He'll take anything. I mean, it's just like Derek. Come on, dude. You can't. No, no. There has to be somebody somewhere else. You can't take that shot. It's just not percentage-wise a smart thing to do.
He's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein. You have WSCR The Score.
Tomorrow, the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday moves to Tuesday, where we'll recap the big game with San Diego, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. It's a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. Tomorrow, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and...
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer Air Filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-233-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4180.